Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Reel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Kaum reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Harder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 1 in the game. Real hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Real moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Real scores. Rogel scores. Walker moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Walker scores. Hayworth moves to third. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to home to get Hayworth. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. One out. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrell for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Ed Montague. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp now playing second base. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Geringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Real moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand juggles the ball. That's an error on Hildebrand. Real moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Real scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nolan Richardson now playing third base. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-3 in the game. Kom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Kom reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek scores. One out. It's 5-3, Tigers. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kom moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Luke Sewell. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Bruce Knotzer pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.